We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports
genius.
Genius.
He got you. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Eddie, and I'm the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I love to ice fish, and I don't drink beer like you guys. I shotgun White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, Sore Losers Shotgun. I'm the gambler on
you
the show.
You don't ice fish.
Yeah, you've never ice fished
in your life.
Somebody tweeted it to me. It just reminded me I need to re-add that to my intro because it's wintertime.
It is wintertime.
I watched YouTube videos for a whole day, about a month ago on ice fishing. It's pretty amazing. You literally have to... Have we talked about this?
No.
You literally have to pick your spot, drill a hole, and stay there. It's not like when in summertime you're at the lake, you fish one spot for like 5 minutes, you're like, nothing's biting. Go to the other one. You can't do that.
Well, yeah, obviously.
What?
You can't move around. You can't put...
I mean, you can drill other holes, but I mean, you got to commit.
Yeah, because drilling a hole takes a while.
Yeah, it takes a while. And then they build these little houses and there's little
heaters. Have you ever watched Grumpy Old Men?
No.
You've never seen the movie Grumpy Old Men with Walter Matthau?
No, is that a good movie?
Yeah.
That's what popularized ice fishing.
Yes, it was in the movie.
Really?
And they're sitting in their hut.
I didn't know that.
So my chick says, I watched in Grumpy Old Men, I want to ice fish. I tell her, not that fun. You just stand there with a rod in a
freezing cold
in the same place.
The heater can't be on too much
or it'll melt the ice.
You just start sinking.
You start to hear the that's when you get the hell out.
Have y'all ever gone ice? Ray, you have, right? Ice skating on a real lake?
Yeah.
What's that like?
You got to watch out. It's not smooth. I mean, there's a bunch of pitfalls.
Because it's ripples.
Yeah, it's not like Bridgestone, dude. You're not just going like the Preds.
It's not like at the New York Islanders game?
Really?
A Zamboni doesn't go...
Can you run a Zamboni in a lake?
No.
No, okay. Too heavy.
Okay, just checking.
Absolutely too heavy.
I went to Wisconsin one time, and there were trucks stuck out in the frozen lake. And they were like, yeah, people started driving in the lake or whatever, and then they got stuck out there. So their car's just goodbye. And then it'll melt, and the truck will go down, and then if... They have the money, they'll rescue it, but most of the time they just let it go in the lake.
Some of these idiots, because they want their spot, will leave their trucks out there for a week at a time. How can you do that? If I woke up in the morning and the sun was out, I'd be like, God, gotta get my truck. Sun's out. The lake's melting.
People, right.
They will leave their damn truck out there, lock it just like it's a parking lot, and then go and come back.
My dad's buddy in high school had a few. They grew up in Chicago. He'd had a few.
A few what?
Cold beverages.
Oh.
And he was driving.
Oh, and drinking and driving.
Took a wrong turn, and he drove right out of a pond. Uh-oh,
a frozen pond.
Yeah.
But he thought he was still on the road.
He thought he was still on the road.
Man, this road's pretty wide open. Not a lot of traffic.
And
slippery on this road.
Where's the yellow lines?
Down goes the car.
With them in it?
Well, he got out, but he was trying to get all his... He was a big hunter.
Tried to get the empties?
And he had all his... No, I don't think back in the day it was that strict.
What, drinking and driving?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
And so he had all his hunting rifles in the trunk, so he was trying to get them out of the trunk, and he was trying to hold on to the trunk. They went down to the bottom of the pond.
Dang. Did he lose the truck?
Yeah, he lost the car. They got it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was ruined. I mean.
That's crazy, dude. That's a lifestyle I didn't grow up with.
I mean, how crazy is it? You think you're driving on the road, and all of a sudden... Uh-oh.
What's that show? Ice Road Truckers. I think a lot of the time they're driving on frozen lakes and stuff.
The trucks?
Ice Road Truckers.
No. I think it's because they're up in the mountains where it's snowy.
Snowy, and it's hard, and they get stuck.
And they slide off the road.
Yes.
I don't think it's because they're driving on ponds and semis.
I think
maybe there's an episode where somebody ends up on the ice, but no, that's not what it's about.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, they're like, oh, you know what? We can take this shortcut up the river because
hey,
it's frozen.
But I see my destination on the other side of this lake. I want to go right through
it. Yeah, I think I'm going to just go for it. No,
that's not how ice road truckers works.
It's just because it's up in the mountains where it's snowing and there's ice on the road.
All right.
Now,
what was life like for you in the snow, dude?
Winter, it's awesome.
Winters.
300 inches of snow. Here we get a dusting.
Right. So
when it snows here... Maybe there was one time in 7 years we got the 6 inches we got. Dude, that happens every weekend in Michigan. all-time record. We went 400 inches. I mean, when it snowed, you'd be at a basketball practice. Yeah. You'd go in, and there'd be no snow on the ground. You'd come out of basketball practice, and you'd be trying to fight the door to open the, because there's so much snow that came into the gym.
Did you always have to have a shovel on you to, like, just get out of places?
No, but you always, the difference is here, you
did you ride a snowmobile to school instead of a bus?
No.
Oh.
Do you guys have scrapers in your car?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a little one.
Yeah. Up north, you have multiple ones.
Okay.
And up north, you got sandbags in your car. You want it to be weighted more in the winter. Just because so it doesn't slide and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. That makes sense. Your car heavier.
And you got to put the chains on the tire.
That's in Rocky.
Oh.
Chains on the tire for log trucks and big stuff like that.
Yeah. Like ice road truckers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When they get stuck, they put the chains on
them.
But actual cars don't need chains. I believe maybe they chain the buses as well sometimes.
Huh. I'm actually a pretty good ice snow driver.
Relax. You've done it like twice.
I know. But
it's not like you haven't been in real... I mean, it's there for a day, so you get lucky that one day. I don't know. I don't want to say I'm good at it because I've only done it, you know, one day a week, and like it's like one day and it melts. Up there, it's like 6 months, and you got to drive on it.
Yeah, and they drive fast. They just drive like it's normal, right?
Dude, my buddy would know how much his car was gonna. He would go. There'd be no. You'd whipping crappies, but the opposite of that.
Crapping whippies?
No, whipping essies.
Sappies?
Sippies, whippies?
The bad S.
Shit, whippies.
Whipping, shippies.
Whipping shippies.
Whipping shitties.
Yeah. But he knew exactly how far his kid was going to fly.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I don't. What are you trying to say?
Fishtailing?
Up north. Yeah, up north.
Fishtail.
Up north, that's a normal term.
Witty titty.
Yes. So he would know how much
his... witty titty. Okay. I didn't know. I still don't.
And it would go to the side, and he'd just start gunning his wheel the other direction.
Do not Google witty titty.
But yeah, you know the ice and the roads to the point where you can flip your wheel and do all this fun stuff on it, and you'll never go in a ditch because you know exactly how much your car is going to slide.
Right, right, right.
Here, we don't get a feel for our cars. I don't know how far my car is going to slide because I've lived here for 7 years.
True.
The key, I believe, is that front wheel drive. Because I had a Ford Focus, and when it snowed here one time, it was front wheel drive. That means the front two tires moved and the back ones didn't.
Right.
They just kind of like rotated. And I was trying to get in my neighborhood, and I live in a hill. And there were 20 cars on the bottom of the hill saying, like, good luck, you're not going to make it. Dude, my Ford Focus, it went up no problem. Everyone was cheering me on, dude. The freaking 2004 Ford Focus
was going. He's like Eddie the Eagle. Have you ever seen Eddie the Eagle?
Yeah, I mean, know what movie that is.
That's exactly what he is in the neighborhood.
Eddie, there Eddie, clapping, Eddie, and the little Eddie. Ford Focus. Top of the hill. Woo!
People everybody else at the bottom in their Audis, Beams.
Because they couldn't make it.
They still talk about that day in the neighborhood. Man, remember that when that Ford Focus came by here and just went up that hill? And over? Man, that's the stuff legends are made of.
I drive a Jeep now, and there is one neighbor I have that I swear, maybe he doesn't remember who I am or what, but every time I drive by and he's in the front yard, he looks at me and gives me a thumbs up. Like, he likes my car. He points at the car and gives me a thumbs up. I'm just like, that's pretty badass.
No,
like,
no one does that to the 05 Altima.
Nobody does that to the Trailblazer, dude.
They don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys should get a new car.
Now, I want to talk about why Eddie's weird. Can I talk about why Eddie's weird?
Hit it.
Okay. So we're in the hallway, and there's some guy from a record label talking to Eddie, and Eddie has this cool hat on. And it's,
I actually saw this. Please tell this story.
You saw what? You saw it go down?
Yes. Absolutely hilarious.
And it says Oki, and it's like blue and orange or blue and yellow. So it's cool colors. And the guy goes, man, I like your hat.
No. It's not how he said it.
How did he say it?
Dude, that is an awesome hat.
Okay.
You know I'm from Oklahoma, right? That is so cool. Where'd you get that? And I go, oh yeah, man, I get free stuff at shows all the time, and somebody at one of our shows, I guess they make these hats, and they gave me a couple of them. You can have this one.
And so Eddie just gives him his cool hat.
I saw
like,
it
I
happen.
Do not understand why. Like, hey, man, I really like that. That's a cool shirt.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Take it.
Like, I don't
understand. Coach, to me, it's clothing. Who cares? Like, I got a bunch of sweatshirts. I have hundreds of hats.
Hey, Eddie will give you the hat off of his head. I mean, you are an amazing man, dude.
Then
you
was
are
in,
straight from down from the heavens above.
Are you making
above.
Fun of me?
Because yes. Who would give somebody a damn hat that was on your head?
Right, it's
like,
just
even
so
when somebody's
weird.
Coming for your food, if you got maybe a couple donuts, man, those look good. And that guy in the office that always kind of acts like, or
yeah,
kinda,
you're kind of annoying.
You know he wants one.
But I know he wants one, but I'm always like,
but
yeah,
you're
they're
more
great.
You're hesitant to even give him a donut, but you're going to give him a hat?
Who doesn't give him a donut?
It was an example.
A normal human
would I would give him my donut.
Normal human would be kind of like, man, this is my breakfast. Like, do you really want?
But this guy's obviously wanting a little
bit. You know, you're
bit.
Hesitant.
Who are you guys talking about?
You were so excited about
like somebody
giving
here
your
that
hat
works
away.
Here that eats your donut?
No. There was a guy that worked at the old station, okay? When we worked in Austin, we would put food outside the studio and he would eat it. So we made a parody song called Hey Jacob, Don't Steal Our Food.
You're doing like, Hey Jude?
Yes. It yeah, was.
Sounds
it,
nothing
dude,
like that.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Jacob.
I don't even know if you... I bet
don't
you...
Don't steal our food.
He kept going in the system and trying to delete the song because he was so annoyed with it. We played it on the air.
Somebody used to steal lunch, Ray's stuff all the time here in this
building.
But
that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't stealing. Here, they were accidentally copying over. There, the dude was actually trying to delete it out of the system.
No. Stealing your food.
Your toaster strudels.
Oh, yeah, dude. I lost my strudels. I had a homemade sandwich one time when... Dude, radio stations are crazy.
That's a TV station.
I think it's every work environment.
Every workplace.
Like, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You would be hesitant to give your toaster strudel up, but you gave your freaking hat to this dude. Like, that's so awkward.
I saw it happen, and I literally walked out of the room. I was that weirded out.
I did a double take. I'm like, so this dude just wants some hat that's been on Eddie's head? Like, what?
I don't.
I love that Wayne State shirt. He walks out of the room shirtless.
Right, dude, yeah.
Hey, how's it going? I'm shirtless today. Gave it the shirt off my back to a friend.
He said he liked my shirt. But Eddie was in a panic because he needed a hat. Because Eddie wears a hat everywhere. He's like, I need a hat. I need a hat. I need a hat.
Because I was going to go look at houses.
So he had to find a random hat laying around the studio.
you were wearing that hat.
So instead of having his hat, he gave it to this dude. And I just don't find it.
What's wrong with that?
It is so weird.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's like being at the grocery store and running into someone. Dude, I really like your hat. Hey, man, you want it? No, why would I give it to you? Go online and buy it.
I have a cousin who's older now. He's probably in his 40s, but he's
glad you've kept up with him.
He was, coach, I have 80 cousins.
Oh, do you really?
A lot. Yes.
Oh, my mom
had 13 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
I have lots of cousins. This cousin, he was special.
Oh, man.
He was.
Why didn't you preface the story with that, coach?
Mental handicap.
Okay.
He's older now, though.
Coach.
But our entire life, his MO was like, I really like those cowboy boots. Ever thought of giving those away? Since I was a kid, ooh, that's a cool game, Eddie. Ever thought of giving that away? And here we go. I was like, all right, Homer, here you go, man. Here's you can just have the game. Maybe it's Homer. Maybe Homer did that to me. Coach, everything I had that Homer liked, we all ended up giving all our stuff to Homer. When Homer would leave our house, coach, he took half of the house with him. Because he was like, that's a nice mug there. I'd love to drink my coffee out of that mug.
Okay,
all right, Homer, here you go. Here's your mug. So maybe that's where I got it from or what. I don't see anything wrong with it. The dude liked my hat. He went on and on about being from Oklahoma. Loved it. Where did I get it? And I couldn't tell. I was like, I don't do honestly.
He could probably Google it.
Honestly, I don't know what the company is. You can Google
it. You know what? Just take it off my head and then you can have it and then you'll be able to find
boom.
It.
Hey, Ray, how hard would it be? Okay, let me see. So I didn't know where to find the company. Really? You couldn't take the hat off and look at the tag? I mean, you couldn't look at the tag and maybe tell you the name of the company?
Coach, I wanted to give him the hat.
But if you see somebody with a Sore Loser shirt, they got it from SoreLosersShop.com. We have all your Christmas...
ShopSoreLosers.com.
We have all your Christmas needs, and right now you can still get it by Christmas. Probably not. It's actually probably a little too late.
Yeah, it's probably past Christmas already.
My bad.
Although they do rush orders.
They do.
Yeah.
They'll have it for you for the new year.
Did you get... So did you get a thank you? Like, what? How did it end? Like, does he put it on his head immediately?
Did he?
Amazing question.
Yes, because if he loves
did
that
he
hat
take
so much.
The damn hat from your head and put it on his head?
I don't remember. Did he?
I don't know. And I want to know.
He might have. I don't remember.
Here's the thing. I want to follow this dude. Like, I want to look at social media, and I want to count how many times I see him in that hat, because I'm going to guess zero.
So he didn't want it.
No. He's not going to. Do I really think he's going to wear that hat? No.
Oh, so you're telling me he didn't want the hat at all?
No, he was just telling you, He may have wanted it in that moment, but then he's going to get it home and be like,
okay, Eddie was wearing this for 4 days. Why do I want to wear this
Eddie's
hat?
Been wearing this hat for 6 months. I'm going to put it on my head?
I didn't think about that. People I meet all the time are always like, hey, I don't have that Pimpin' Joy hat. Can I get that from you? And most of the time, I don't have another hat, so I can't give you this one. But if I did, I would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People ask that all the time, Coach. I don't know what to do. Like,
hey, your wife's pretty good looking. Can I have her? Yeah, here you go. I mean, where do you draw the line, Coach?
Probably there. I would draw the line there. You're a good dude, but no, you're not having my wife.
It's just interesting. I found it so weird.
I'm glad you brought that up because I, with one ear, heard it going down, and I immediately remember being awkwarded out by it. But I thought at the same time that it was hilarious and generous.
I got the vibe that he wanted it.
Right. Even if you got the vibe, though, I just don't. I'm not giving him something that I enjoy. Like you
that
really,
you enjoy. Coach, I like that hat, but I have another one just like it.
No, different colors.
So? Who cares? Are you that attached to stuff?
So then why? Okay. Then why? How come the homeless guy that you see at the stoplight, he told you he liked your new cowboy hat. How come you didn't give it to him?
Because I had just gotten it, and it was a gift from someone.
Oh.
It was a gift from our friends that were here in the studio, and I couldn't just give him my hat that I just got from my friend.
But you could give that guy a hat that you just got from a listener.
I had two of them. And guess what happened this morning?
You gave another article of clothing away.
My friend on the side of the street, he sees
you
me.
You gave him your pants.
He's got.
He's like, I really like your house. It's better than mine.
He's got the old beanie I gave him, which I gave him a beanie as well.
He wanted his boxer briefs.
He's a big Cowboys fan. He saw my beanie. I gave it to him. This morning, he sees my beanie again. Dude, that's a sweet beanie.
See?
And I go, oh, man, you can't have this one.
So you dropped trowel on the side of the road and gave me your pants. He came to work in his boxer briefs.
I gave him my jeans. I don't mind giving people clothes.
Okay.
You should try it sometime.
I've given someone a blanket.
That you were wearing?
Wow. No. So generous.
I came out of the shower and I had a towel. Somebody needed a towel, so I gave it to them.
We all have about 30 blankets at our house. We can all afford to lose 20.
That's what I'm saying. I got 200 hats, man. So many hats.
Hats are getting out of control.
Out of control at my house. My wife sometimes just like, you've got to get rid of these.
It was just an interesting thing I watched happen go down. I thought it was
hater.
And I think it's weird for that dude to ask for the hat.
He didn't ask for it, though. See, now I'm second guessing if he really wanted it. That to me is just like, shoot, man. Like,
the question of the year was, did he put it on?
Yeah, did he put it on? I want to know, did he wear it?
But then again, like when I get my hair cut, people always say like, oh yeah, people don't realize this, but people that wear hats like you or whatever, as soon as we cut their hair, we notice that after they leave, they put their hat on. It's just like, oh, okay, I get it. You didn't like the haircut. But that's not it. Because I wear hats every day.
Yeah, you just do it because that's what you do.
That's what I do. But my hair cutter said specifically, it hurts our feelings. It makes us feel like our haircut wasn't worth it.
That sounds like another episode. That's deep.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. But I want
to
talk.
Do you guys talk to the people that cut your hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, my lady's from Russia. She doesn't. It's broken English.
I go to the
you
same girl.
You have nice hair.
You want my daughter?
Oh, God. She's a bride. A Russian bride.
A Russian bride.
We get there over here in 6 weeks, tops.
How do you want this side of your hair?
You want it like my husband, Victor?
Do you like the Clippers number 2?
You ever heard of a buzz cut?
What cut?
I'll give you the Boris Yeltsin.
How did you find this?
Randomly, strip mall. Best place to get a haircut there is. I've recommended her to people, referrals left and right.
What's her name?
Vicky.
Vic?
Yeah.
He's Russian. I don't think her real name is Vicky.
The name is Vicky.
Maybe it's Z-Vicky.
It's sort of like, okay, it's sort of like when you call a customer service hotline, and they're obviously in a foreign country, and they're like...
Jim.
They can't answer. You can barely understand.
How do they sound?
No.
Come on, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. Hello. Yeah. Would you like to... I can't even do it.
Okay, and then what's your name, sir?
Tim.
No, your name's not Tim. But you know they tell him that so they sound
American. Yeah. But I'm like, you're not Tim. Because you say Tim perfectly, and that's the only word you can say perfectly. The other ones, I'm like, what? I don't know what that means. What? And what's your name? My name is Tim. No, your name is not Tim.
Who cuts your hair, Lunch?
Grace.
Grace. Where's she from?
Ohio, maybe?
Oh, okay. American.
Yeah.
Mine's Egyptian.
Oh, yeah?
His name is Ash. And he's like Vicky. I would say every four words I understand, but if you put them all together, I kind of understand what he's saying.
But my chick doesn't want to talk. She's there to cut your hair, and she doesn't even care if you want a shampoo or not. She always gives you a shampoo. She always gives you a head massage.
She doesn't ask you.
She doesn't take no for an answer. Like, that's what they do in Russia. They do all that. For 45 minutes, I'm in there getting my hair done. That's what you get. Nothing shorter.
Really?
Every time, dude. And no talking.
Do you want haircut with shampoo? That's it the whole time?
I mean, Coach, there's no conversation whatsoever.
And then when it's time to pay, what does she say?
I will check you out in the front. You want to tip?
It's interesting.
See, my girl just talks about, she's a musician, she travels.
Here we go. Life story.
Yeah, so she talks about herself.
No. I ask her, and then she asks about me, about how the baby's doing, how the second baby's coming along, all that. We talk about it all.
Do you feel comfortable with her?
What do you mean?
Like, does it make you feel comfortable? Like,
no, I just think she does a good job. I mean, when I go in there, I feel like she actually, she's not in a rush to get my hair done. Like, sometimes you sit down, and they're just like, and it doesn't seem like they're taking their time. So I'm like, are they really doing that good of a job? She takes her time, and I feel like she actually is like making sure my hair is even.
Wow. My guy's the opposite.
Well, okay. You don't have much hair left.
You're good, man. What?
Coach, I would go to a different guy.
No, he's awesome.
Let me get you a referral with Vicky.
No. Ash is great.
He can go to anybody. He has like six hairs left on the top of his head.
Ash is great. Ooh la la salon. He's amazing.
But why do you go to him if he's so quick?
I do feel like Ash is running a money laundering place. Possibly. I'm not sure.
Yeah, if you're his only customer.
Most of the time I am.
And a lot of the hair equipment, there's no signs in there that say that he's went to school for it.
Yeah, and he doesn't have that little blue sterilize the combs. You know what I'm talking about?
He does, Coach, but I don't think he's changed that water out in a while. It used to be dark blue, and it's like crystal light color.
He's doing some other business.
I don't know, Coach, maybe. But he also does this thing, too, in the back where like ladies come in, and he does eyebrow.
Yeah, so does Vicky.
Needling. I don't know what it means.
They get them shaved off, and they put like little color
no,
needles.
No, not. No, that's something different. That's what?
That's what I thought.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what needling
is. Is that tattoo?
Yeah, tattooed eyebrow or something.
That's weird too.
Wow, Vicky does that?
The person next, they're all in the same room, so you can get.
Do your
can you get your nails done there?
No, but you can get a wax. Women can get their waxed, and then they can also.
Did you get something in your throat?
Yeah. Sorry. They also have the eyebrows. You can do eyebrows, and then Vicky does hair. But it's all in the same business.
Why trim your eyebrow when you can tattoo? That's crazy, dude. No. Ash does needle, like, I don't know if it's called needling or what, but he gets thread. He gets like four fingers, and he does little things with like a string.
He can do four fingers?
Four fingers, and
wow.
And he does this with a string, and it just trims it. And people are like, all right, perfect, cool. It hurts. It looks like it's painful.
You ever had your eyebrows waxed?
No. Waxed?
It hurts. Just so you know.
Yeah, I would probably not get that done again.
No, Coach, I don't do all that.
You guys ever get your eyebrows waxed?
Well, I didn't do it by choice.
Do you guys manscape?
No, I don't care about
I
that.
I think I have a commercial on this podcast that runs for manscaping.
Speaking of commercials that we have on this show, like what? Did you hear?
I heard. What?
He's doing it truly?
No, I'm not.
No, it just airs. Like, no. It just airs.
Oh, I thought it was you.
Some guys said that I'll do my intro. I drink White Claw. And they go, yeah. And then maybe 20 minutes later, there's a truly commercial.
Do they know that?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Hey. Anyway, no one listens to our podcast anyway. No one, like.
What do you mean no one listens? Ralphie listens. No. Ashley listens.
I'm talking about at the corporate level.
Hey,
Alonzo
you'll know
Gomez listens.
You'll know I'm a corporate product when I come on here and I shotgun Trulies.
Yeah.
That's when
start
you sold
changing
out.
Coach.
All right. You guys done?
Oh man, yeah, I'm done.
What do we talk about today?
Nothing.
Not we a lot of good stuff.
Ash.
We talked
Ash
about
and
our
Vicky and chick from Ohio.
Grace.
Grace.
Yeah, she's married. They're looking
Coach, you gotta be careful, dude.
They're looking at a new house right now.
You got to be careful. When you start getting like emotionally attached to someone just by talking, it starts with, how are the kids? And you're good. Then you start connecting.
What are you talking about emotionally attached?
Next thing you know, you guys are making out.
Is Grace here? She's not. Where's Grace?
Grace left. She didn't tell me.
She went to Ohio. Yeah, you weren't really her friend. You were her customer.
What's her address? Coach, careful with that stuff.
No, I don't understand what's wrong with getting a haircut.
No. It's more than the haircut is what I'm saying.
If I ever go missing, though, seriously.
Vicky?
Call Vicky.
You think that's it? You think Vicky? Coach. Ray gets sent to Russia, dude.
Coach, the time she's tried to tell me a story about Russia, it just scares me.
Like what?
She'll say, I guess she moved to Louisiana.
Well, how does she say it?
In Russia, you don't get to choose career. So we came over to Louisiana and I wanted to be a beautician. You don't choose careers in Russia. They tell you what to do. She tells me stuff like that. And that's crazy. Oh, that's nuts. But yeah. That's why she came here, so she could do her own
exactly.
thing.
One of my Uber drivers, man, one of the best conversations I had here in Nashville.
Shout out Tiffany Morris. Go ahead.
Wow.
Is this another one of your haircutters?
No, nah, just Twitter.
Oh, okay. No, this guy, man, same thing, Coach. He was a refugee from Kosovo.
There you go.
Woo! Where's Kosovo?
Somewhere over there where Vicky's from. Like, It's that side of the world. And, man, he was, like, just going off and being like, and he kind of talked like Vicky, too. Like, this is, man, this country has saved my life. Saved my life. You don't know the way I grew up, man. You couldn't even walk the streets, man. It was, you walked the streets and you had a symbol on your head that said, you don't belong here, and then you're in jail. I've been to prison, man, for 10 years, man.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, prison. So I left. They said, you can go, but leave your family here. He came to America. He came to America by himself, left his family in Kosovo, found a place, and then paid a dude to bring his family here.
That's
and
nuts.
And he's like, now that we're here, he's like, I ain't looking back. I miss my family, my real family, Christmases, whatever. He's like, but I don't look back. I don't even want to even
So
risk.
He doesn't get his family here?
He got them all here. He paid a dude to get his family here.
Wow.
I thought you just said he doesn't look back at his family. Like,
No. Like his parents and his brothers. And
oh, he doesn't talk to them.
He can't. He says he can't even make contact with them or else they'll know where he is.
Wow. Well, on that
Holy
note.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Hey, so like, when you're going through these holiday season, Christmas, and you're on that two-story house that Lunchbox is talking about coming down with all
like
these presents under the tree.
Dude, it's right. it's like my in-laws.
Think about that.
The house next to them was the Russian mob.
Wait, there's a document. There's a, Coach, there's a whole thing on Netflix about this. Did you see that?
No.
The guy next door or something?
No.
And it's about that. It's about...
Tell me about it. No, tell me about it right now, and then I'll tell you exactly what happened. How we think of the Russian mob.
I didn't watch it. I watched the trailer on it. But
good.
But, yeah, I mean, just I didn't see it. But this family starts realizing there's someone that lives there, and he's really sweet. He's an old man or whatever, and they get to know him. But then once they get to know more about him, he ends up being like some Russian spy or mobster or something like that.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
So they always kept weird hours in the house next door. People coming and going late at night, blah, blah, blah. And they were Russian. And one time, middle of the night, 3 a.m., moving truck pulls up, moves them out. No one's ever come back. The house sat empty for 2 years. Then they demolished it, and they pay someone to mow the yard. And it's just a demolished lot now.
Crazy other story.
Wow.
Hey, it is sat abandoned for like 6 years, but someone comes and mows the yard.
My childhood.
They tore down the house, though, after 2 years of being abandoned, and they moved out at 3 a.m. Who moves out at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, someone shady.
Wow.
Coach, my house, my house growing up, my childhood home, we had a neighbor to the right, the Schmolkes. They were German. It was a German couple. And Mr. Schmolke was nice. He wasn't friendly or anything, but he was nice or whatever. Once in a while, my brother and I would kick the football over his fence, and we'd have to ring their doorbell and go get our football or whatever.
Are you going to say that they had a big dog back there and you couldn't get your football?
A German Shepherd. They did have a German Shepherd.
You know what this is,
Sandlot.
Right? Coach, the Sandlot.
One day, they leave. Same thing. They move, like, in a matter of a day. Schmolkes, that's weird. Where did they go, man? They were our neighbors for 10 years. You know, that's weird. They just split. My dad goes, you know what? I don't know how true this is, but a lot of these German Nazis, after the war, moved to Mexico to go in hiding, general, commanders, whatever. And then some of them slowly moved right here because it was we lived in a border town. He's like, some of my friends are saying that he could have been one. And they just have to move because after the war, they just split Germany and they just didn't want to.
They didn't want to get in trouble. They didn't want to get charges.
So my neighbor could have been a freaking Nazi general.
Wow.
If you want a good book to read, Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly, it's all about hunting down the
old Nazi.
Oh my gosh.
Regime.
Yes. It's crazy. But all right, let's get out of here. Shout out Sun King Softball. There you go.
And what anybody up? Doing the coach counter? Coach, 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 coach.
Sun King.
Hey, coach, they had the under. You just screwed them over.
Oh, Sun King Softball. Shout out. We're out of here.
You just ruined the under on that one.
Let's get out.